Morning class. Remember that in our last class we treated internet, and today we shall be looking at benefits of internet. Remember, I'm still your presenter, Mrs. Amaka Emeka. As we all know, that internet is a global network that connects millions of computers. We are going to be looking at its benefit to the society. The internet plays a major role in the society in the following application areas. Number one, education and e-learning. With the internet, people can get educational materials and read them in preparation for examinations or use them for school assignments. The internet also helps in electronic learning, whereby courses or subjects are taught online using audio and or visual materials, just like I am doing now, trying to educate you online because of the COVID virus. No one comes to the school again, but here we are training and teaching you online. This is one of the benefits of internet. Number two, e-registration, that is electronic registration. The internet provides users with facilities that enable them to do any kind of registration online, such as WAEC online, NECO registration, WAEC registration, JAMB registration, and many others are done on internet and are usually faster and better. The next one is entertainment, that is number three. The internet kills boredom and enhances leisure by providing its users with latest entertainment in the form of movies, games, news, and many others. When you feel bored, you can pick up your phone, connect to internet, you can go on Facebook, you can go on WhatsApp, you know, you just meet friends. It kills boredom. The next one, that's point number four, is communication. This is one of the key benefits of internet. The internet provides means by which users can communicate with friends, family, colleagues, and lots more through email, e-chat, messengers, and Facebook. Remember, you can chat with your friends online through the use of Facebook, through the use of a WhatsApp chat group where you share ideas and also meet with friends. The next one is e-banking. The internet can be used as a tool to carry out transactions with banks irrespective of your user's location. Just like now, there is lockdown everywhere. You don't go out. Even when you get to the bank, people are, that place is so crowded, and you find out that for you now to get money, you can stay there from now till evening without making headway. You can use some internet facilities like POS. You can make transfer, and then, you know, the person gives you the money. There are other ways whereby you can get your money without going to join the queue in the bank. Number six, e-commerce. Internet is also a tool for e-commerce. It allows users to buy and sell their goods and services online, regardless of their location. Take, for instance, the Jumia. You can go to Jumia online, pick up the products you want. You can pay online, and the goods will be delivered at your doorpost. Now, we have other benefits of internet, but because of time, you can browse on that. Let us look at the abuses of internet, which in another way it can be regarded as disadvantage. Internet abuse is inappropriate usage of the internet. I said internet abuse is the inappropriate usage of internet. Number one, we talk of computer crime. A computer crime is any unlawful activities that is done using a computer. This definition can extend to traditional crime that are committed with the machine, such as counterfeiting money, but it also includes more technical crimes such as phishing or logic bomb use of computer in a criminal activities. Someone will use a computer and send you a text message. Try and if you do this, you get this. If you pay 1,000 naira, you get 2,000 naira. You don't know whom you are paying to. You don't know where you are paying to. Just like the time of MMM, Twin Cars. Many people fall a victim of that because they try to pay in money to unknown source and they try to receive money from unknown source. And at the end of the day, what happened? The whole thing crashed. Some lost their money. Some were duped. Again, we call it, we have another one, cyberbullying. This is the use of technology to harass, threaten, embarrass, or target another person. I said cyberbullying is the use of technology to harass, threaten, embarrass, or target another person. By definition, it occurs among young people. When an adult is involved, it may meet the definition of cyber harassment or cyber stalking, or cyber that have legal consequences and involve a jail term. Another one, that's number three, is spam. That is an unsolicited email. We call them junk messages, whereby you open your email, you see a lot of mails being sent to you from an unknown person. Some are virus packaged, some are things that you, pornographies that you know can deceive one. You dare not try to open such message because they are dangerous. And any message you try to open, make sure you scan it for virus. The next point is malware. In other words, it's called malicious software. These are software designed to harm a user's computer, including computer viruses. Malware is a short form for malicious software. I've said that, as that is precisely what it is. It defines the entire class of malicious software, which include computer viruses, worm, trojan, adware, spyware, crimeware, scareware, rootkits, and other unwanted programs. Remember that computer viruses are softwares that have been designed to cause havoc to the computers, and that is why any computer connected to the internet must have antivirus running on it. What is the use of antivirus? So that anytime you open a file that is infected with virus, it will first of all signal you, scan the files, and at the process of scanning the files, you get rid of the virus. Virus is one thing that hurts computer than any other thing. Okay, we are going to be treating computer virus as a fresh topic in our next class. Now let us look at internet security. We all know what security is. Some of us, you leave the house. There is no how you leave your house without, first of all, locking it. Even here in the school, you try to carry your bags anywhere you're going to. What are you trying to do? You are trying to provide security to your books and then to your homes. Internet security is the practice of protecting and preserving private resources and information on the internet. I take it again. It is the practice of protecting and preserving private resources and information on the internet. It is the protection to your personal computer from any harmful and malicious spyware. The protection of your computer from harmful and malicious spyware. You try to. Internet security is a breach of computer security specifically related to the internet. And knowing fully well that when the files or when your computers are not secured online, you have hackers who can hack into your files, get rid of your files, and get rid of your necessary documents. That is why when you are on the internet, you must guard against all the loopholes that the enemy might use to access your files. Now we shall be looking at different terms that are associated with the internet. We call them the basic terminologies on the internet. We are going to be taking them one by one. Number one is browse. You see somebody using the computer, using the phone. What are you doing? I am browsing. I want to go and browse. I want to go and do. What is browsing? This is a term used to refer to the process of moving from one place to another on the internet. It's a term used to move from one place to another on the internet. You're browsing for information. Then number two is browser. What is a browser? A browser is also called a web browser. It is a software application that is used to access the internet and view the web page. A browser, I take it again, is also called a web browser. It is a software application that is used to access the internet and view the web page. Of course, we are going to look at examples of web browsers in the course of this lesson. The next point is chat room. These are communication platform where many people keep in contact with family, with friends, and with classmates. Chat room can be found as Messenger. It can be found in the WhatsApp group, whereby you share information about your neighbors, or you share information with one another. Number four is cyber cafe. This is a place where a number of personal computers connected to the internet are made available for users for use by customer. It is cyber cafe. In cyber cafe, customers are allowed to use computers by charging them some amount of money by the hour or fraction of an hour. A cyber cafe is also known as internet cafe. Just like we have around here in Obibo, where you have a cyber cafe, you are given assignment, you go there, you pay, they charge you per minute, 30 minutes, 15 minutes, 10 minutes, depending on the number of minutes that you want to use. Each minute you're spending on the internet, you are paying. The next one is cyberspace. This is a term used to describe anything associated with internet. It is an electronic medium of computer network in which online communication takes place. It does not mean the same thing as internet. It is used to refer to objects and identities which exist within communication network. Then the next term we have download. This is the process of retrieving information from the internet onto a personal computer. A user can download file, music, software, games onto a personal computer. The next one is email, which stands for electronic mail. This allows the user of a computer to send and receive message on the internet. For users to send and receive message on internet, he or she must have an email address, and he must also know the receiver's email address. Remember, email address is different from website address. We are also going to be looking at email in detail in the course of this lesson. And in our next class, if Jesus tarries, we are also going to be looking on how to create an email address, which means it is going to be a practical class. The next one is homepage. That is point number 8, homepage. This is the start page of any website. It refers at the initial or the main page of the website that loads when a user specifies the universal resource locator of the web page to be loaded on the browser. Homepage summarizes the content of the website. It is from the homepage that you decide on what you want to do. Do you want to check mail? Do you want to send mail? Do you want to download a file or whatever? The next one, that's point number 9, is HTML. HTML stands for Hypertext Markup Language. It is a computer language with some sets of markup symbols and codes that tells the web browser how to display a web page to the user. I take it again. HTML stands for Hypertext Markup Language. It's a computer language with some sets of markup symbols and codes that tells the web browser how to display a web page to the user. The number 10 is HTTP. HTTP stands for Hypertext Transfer Protocol. I said it stands for Hypertext Transfer Protocol. It is the protocol of the web that transmits resources over the network. A resource is some chunks of information that can be identified by URL. URL simply means Uniform Resource Locator. Web browsers and web servers communicate with each other with the language of HTTP. And if you're observant enough, you find out that anytime you want to type in any website address on the address bar, you just type www.allsaintssec.org. You find out that as immediately you click on go, you will see HTTP by the side of it. It helps or enables the web to locate or to communicate with the web browser to get to the point. Number 11, we have ISP. ISP stands for Internet Service Provider. It is a company that provides individuals and companies access to the internet and other web-related services, such as website building and their hosting. ISP, meaning Internet Service Provider, is a company that provides individuals and companies access to the internet and other website-related services, such as website building and hosting. Which means you must get link to an ISP before you have a website being hosted on there. We have number 12, intranet. An intranet is a private computer network within an organization. Computers on this network communicate using the internet protocol. The network allows users to securely share their information within an organization. I take it again. Intranet is a private computer network within an organization. Computers on this network communicate using the intranet protocol. Using the internet protocol, the network allows the user to securely share their information within an organization. The next one is upload. This term is commonly used on the internet. This refers to the process of transmitting the file from a local computer onto the internet. Just like as I'm doing now, after recording this video, after recording this audio, I have to upload it to the website where you are having access to it right now. If this is not uploaded, I tell you, you will not have access to this. Number 14, protocol. This is the method that determines how computers communicate over a network. It is the standard or the set of rules by which computers communicate over the network. I take it again. Protocol. This is a method that determines how computers communicate over a network. It is the standard or set of rules by which computer communicate over the network. We have the next one, which is number 15, web page. Web page is a document or resources of information that is suitable for the World Wide Web and can be accessed through the web browser and displays on the monitor or the mobile devices. The web page is a document or resources of information that is suitable for the World Wide Web and can be accessed through the web browser. Then we have websites. Website is a collection of web pages, just like a book with multiple pages. The beginning The beginning page of a website is called the home page. Remember, initially I said that the home page summarizes the content of the website. So it is the first page in a website. A website can be owned by organization and individual, just like an AllSense website. It is owned by organization. Okay. I made mention of browser earlier in these terms that are associated with internet. Remember, we have different types of web browsers that gives us access to the internet. And some of them here are Internet Explorer, Mozilla Firefox, Opera Mini, Netscape, Google Chrome, Maxstone Browser, Rocket Melt Browser, Sea Monkey Browser, DeepNet Browser, and Safari Browser. We have US Browser, UC Browser, and a lot more. So I am going to stop here. Remember, in our next class, we are going to be looking at email and how to create an email address. Thank you.